This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 17th. God's word to you today is 360. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 9, verses 11 and 12, and it says, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were expelled. We are in a very special season, a season where we release our faith and we use items as a point of contact to where we want God to unleash his power and his miracles. I encourage you to place point of contact items before God in this season. Release your faith and trust God to touch them. In present-day Christianity, the concept of practicality has been pitched against the supernatural, such that the practical is waging war against the supernatural, and vice versa. This war is man-made, and it is rooted in the fact that every gift God has given to man, man has abused. Even the things of God have been abused by human beings. The supernatural, for instance, has been abused. A lot of people just want to stay on the practical side of Christianity and shut the door to the supernatural. The truth is, there is no legitimate battle between the practical and the supernatural. With God, the two exist in Him, and there is no conflict. Some people tilt so heavily to the supernatural that they have become practically useless. They are not willing to pay the price for anything. People do not want to start small anymore. People are not willing to pay the price in diligence and setting up systems and trusting God for growth. A lot of people just want to close their eyes and have miracles fall from heaven. Know that every time you close your eyes and miracles fall from heaven, you are in the wilderness, and that is manna. Manna is an indication that you have not entered the promised land. I pray that you will enter the promised land. When you enter the promised land, God says, you will till the ground, you will sow your seed, and you will reap the harvest. In other words, you will perform the miracles. When you are in the wilderness, miracles happen, but you are ignorant of the workings. But when you are in the promised land, you are able to repeat the miracles. You are equipped to orchestrate the miracles. Take Isaac, for example. The Philistines took over the well he dug, and he just went ahead to dig another one. When everyone else was in famine, Isaac knew how to sow and how to produce a harvest. The fact that one extreme has been abusive does not mean it is illegitimate. The practical and the supernatural sides of Christianity are real, and both are extremely relevant. God has not asked us to choose one. God wants us to be practical as well as supernatural Christians. We should operate in both the principles of Jesus and the person of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I open my heart to all that you have for me. Empower me to walk in the supernatural and operate in the practical and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.